Yeah, he got through the game okay, looked okay at various stages sort of thing. Remember, he hasn't played footy for probably 6 months, which is tough. He's so hard on himself, Jack. He'll be disappointed with probably how he played, but the reality is we're just happy he got through and we'll have another opportunity hopefully next week.
Damien Hardwick, coach of the Tigers, on Jack Higgins' return. Neil Baum, Richmond's general manager of football, good enough to join Nick D'Alessandro and I. Welcome to you, Barmy. Great to have you back on the program.
Oh, thanks, Dwayne. Pleasure.
And he did get through okay, Jack. He got one to the head, to the mouth and the nose, and he seemed to recover from it okay. How did he pull up?
No free kick either. What happened there? it's supposed to be funny, but I know he's fine, really. Look, it was a, you know, we've been asked many times over the last few months, where is he? And we've tried not to, you know, put any dates on it to keep the pressure off him. But his surgeons, et cetera, have always been extremely optimistic that he'll get back to normal, if you like. And he's that's where he is. He'll be fine. He'll want to play better and he'll get better, but he's missed a fair bit of footy. And it's probably pretty hard to imagine what it's like for him to say, OK, I'm back to where I was. I've had a bit of brain surgery, but who cares? So, now we're very confident that he'll be fine. He'll want to play a bit better than that, but he did some really good things, some really brave things. So we're looking forward to what he does.
Barmy, does the club have an ongoing process to support him or check in with him? Is there a measurement that you know how he is tracking going forward from here?
Oh, look, there's several different ways. There's the normal well-being stuff where we just keep checking in with him and he sort of reports on himself most days. But obviously the doctor's much closer to him every time he trains and every time he plays to make sure that there's nothing untoward. But essentially, all the experts are saying, look, he should be fine. It's just a matter of him getting back into it and getting fit enough and strong enough and a bit of belief in himself. So we're certainly not taking it lightly, but we're trying to make it as normal as possible for him.
Nick Vlosten came off. Did he have a concussion test and how did he go? How was he this morning?
I don't think he did. I know I saw him this morning on the track doing his recovery. He looked fine to me, so I'm sure he will be. I think Taylor might have been cited for that, so will I say that he won't play for a month to get him a week or something? We play him in round two. But no, we certainly wouldn't say that. But no, I'm pretty sure he's fine.
So you know what your medical report will say to hand into Michael Christian? It was sort of...
I normally would. I haven't actually physically seen it. But what we say to our docs is say absolutely what happened. You don't have to make any kind of subjective judgments on it. Just say what happened and how is he feeling. And I'm not quite sure what it says, but I'm pretty sure he's fine.
So did he have a test?
Oh, no, I don't think he actually had a concussion test. I don't think that was the issue with him. But again, I'm not absolutely sure. We do a lot more things around concussion than we ever used to. So I don't want to say anything categorically because we could well have done something, but I don't think we did.
Barmy, this is a topic that's been going now for a couple of weeks, and there was incidents we've seen in recent years. And I remember the Burden one on Sean Higgins from a couple of years ago, and it just generates conversation. Take us inside the club for a moment and the way that your coaching staff, and maybe you as well, instruct your players and why you tell your players to check players that are carrying the ball once they've given it off.
Oh, you mean bumping and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, because the question is why are current players even putting themselves in that position to bump has just given off a handball?
Yeah, because it seems like a good idea to make it harder for him to get the ball, but you're quite right. I think Mark Williams might have said something. He said something several times about the bump really should be, we should say there's no bumping, because in my view, from a coaching point of view, we're really saying do not bump. Because if something happens when you bump, regardless of what your intention was, if something happens, you're going to be found culpable. Mm. So I think that's what we tell our blokes, be really careful, certainly around the head. And in a lot of ways, we don't shepherd anywhere near as much as we used to, probably because we are a little bit concerned about that choice to make contact. If something happens, therefore you're culpable, not only from the point of view of getting a free kick, but you're likely to get a couple of weeks. And we kind of understand why. When you see the Polly Farmer stories and all the things going on, we get it. But traditionally in footy, we have bumped each other and we haven't been quite as concerned about the duty of care, which anyone who's seen some of us old blokes play, you can see that that was quite true. But we do tell them to be pretty careful. And we've got to be aggressive. We've got to be strong. We've got to be as strong as we can be at the ball. But you've got to be quite careful about anything that might hit another bloke in the head.
Neil, talking to Neil Baum, the Richmond general manager of football. I'm not sure what your morning routine entails, but Does it entail listening to Triple R? Did you hear Alex Rance this morning?
I don't think I can get Triple R on my radio. Is that an FM station?
Here's Alex Rance from earlier today on Triple R. Barmy, you can tell me what you read out of this. Here is Alex Rance.
I love the game and I love what I've contributed, and I'm not going to completely rule out the fact that I could come back, but it's at this stage, I'm really happy with the life balance that I have and I don't regret any of my time spent at Richmond because it made me who I am. And I'm proud of the effort that I put in there to achieve what we did. So, yeah, it's a constant thing that it's almost like, and this is a bad analogy, but I'm going to use it anyway, being an alcoholic and constantly working in Dan Murphy's. I know that if I go back to playing for Richmond...
That's a great analogy.
I know that if I go back to playing for Richmond, I'm going to love it so much that it's going to consume my life and my balance is going to go out again. So I'm happy where I'm at.
What do you make of that, Barmy? And my question after that is, do you make constant phone calls to him or do you simply wait for him to call you if he makes the decision that he might want to come back?
Oh, I certainly don't, but I mean, I would be happy to. He's a fantastic young man, and as he said, we're extremely proud of what he did with us, and he should be very proud of what he did as well. We're taking the position that we have to respect the decision that he makes about his life. He's played a lot of footy. He's played a lot of fantastic footy. I think we all know that he's probably still got a fair bit more in him if he wanted to, but he's done that, and he's really saying to us, I want to do something else with my life, and that's what I'm doing, and we have to respect that. Now, if he wants to play again, we'd be extremely happy because he would almost certainly play with us, you would think, because he's still quite attached to Richmond, and he's a beautiful player one way or the other. But if he doesn't, well, that's fine as well. We need to support that and accept it. Everyone retires in the end. I mean, he's perhaps gone a little bit early in terms of the talent that he's got. But we're not driving him mad about it. He knows that we'd love to talk to him if he's serious about talking about playing footy. But he also knows that we totally respect the fact that he has made another choice in life, which doesn't let him play footy. And I think that's also fair enough.
But I want to take you back to Friday night. And first of all, what you thought of the spectacle?
Oh, I loved it, I must admit. But, I mean, it was such a pure game, and the attitude that the players all had to each other, they were still, you know, hard at it when the ball was there, but they weren't trying to hurt each other in a sense. And the beautiful flow of the game and the offensive nature of it was, I thought it was quite outstanding. I really enjoyed it. And I wasn't committed to one team or the other winning particularly, but I was really happy in the end when the Richmond people got up, which effectively they did with Damien, et cetera, there. So I thought it was wonderful. I'm not sure how it fits or where it fits. I just think it needs to fit at some stage. The best against the best is something that we miss out on. You know, we can argue that grand final day is the best against the best, but it's a different nature. It's something different in the game. This was a beautiful thing to watch, in my view.
Did you have moments of trepidation or nervousness because you had a handful of the Tigers boys out there and the risk of injury or not being in control of these players?
No, I didn't, because I've sort of accepted that. I remember when the AFL guys rang us and said, you know, if you rang Damien to say, we want you to coach this team and we want your players to play, what do you think he'd say? And Tim Livingston and I and Blair worked through it. And we said, I think he'll say, no way. Why should we do this? And then after about 3 minutes, he'll say, oh, isn't that lovely of him to ask me? And yes, I'd love to do it. And that's exactly the way he did respond. Your first response is always, oh, God, we play this, will we get any injuries? So I didn't even think about it, because we can get injured training. We can get injured getting over a fence. I mean, if to get injured in a game like this is really just per chance. I mean, you can say, oh, well, if he hadn't played that game, he wouldn't have got injured. But there's just as big a chance of getting injured on the track or in a practice game or playing at Wangaratta from that point of view. So I wasn't concerned about it, but... obviously, if one of our blokes had been injured, I'd probably be whinging. But no, I thought it was a wonderful thing.
Barmy, always great to have you on the program. This audience loves hearing your voice as well, and it's always good to be able to pick your brain. I appreciate you jumping on the phone at short notice. Thank you.
Pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Neil Baum, Richmond's General Manager of Football. By the way, Nick, the NRL has approved this Captain's Challenge rule, which is in the NBA right now. They've approved it for the 2020 season. Each team is allowed one unsuccessful challenge per game. Captains can challenge calls from the referee, which involve a structured restart of play. Challenges won't be permitted where the referee allows play to proceed. What do you make of that?
I like it, but the bit that I like before that is the captain has more responsibility in NRL than it does in football, that they are the only ones to speak to the umpire and they are the communicator, therefore, to their fellow teammates. So their system's slightly different.
Yeah.
But I like the idea that they can slow the game down, challenge, and you get one mistake, Dwayne. You?
That's no, your... I don't like it.
I knew you were going in the other way.
Well, no, I don't like it in... There are some sports where I do like it, where it's a stop-start sport.
Yep.
Where it's a flow sport, like the AFL or like soccer, I don't like it. I don't like it in a flow sport.
But there's got to be parameters about when the captain can step in and challenge, and it can't be in a passage of play, surely.
Yeah, no, it can't be in a passage of play. But look, the NBA and the NFL there, and cricket, it's a stop-start sport, so I think it lends itself more to that. Stick around, more to come from Nick Dowsett, and I will take a quick break. It was great to have Barmy on the radio. Always a pleasure to hear from him, and it sounds like Nick Vlosten is fine, which should mean that Taylor Adams is fine. So watch that space. Chris O, yet to make a call on it.